Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Mago. The headlines. ISRO successfully launches Space Docking Experiment SpaceX mission from Sriharikota. Railways to run 3,000 special trains during Mahakumbh Mela 2025. Central Board of Direct Taxes extends deadline for Vivad Se Vishwas scheme till 31st January. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep North India. 18th India-Nepal military exercise Surya Kiran to begin today at Saljhandi of Rupandehi in Nepal, and Vaishali Ramesh Babu qualifies for knockout stage in women's section of FIDE World Blitz Chess Championship in New York. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched the Space Docking Experiment SpaceX mission last night. ISRO's PSLV-C60 rocket lifted off from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. It successfully deployed two satellites, SDX-01, the Chaser, and SDX-02, the Target, in low Earth orbit shortly after its launch. The two spacecraft will now be directed towards achieving space docking in the next 10 days. SpaceX aims to demonstrate advanced in-space docking technology, a crucial capability for future missions, including lunar expeditions and the Bharatiya Antariksh Station. Successful completion of this mission will enhance ISRO's ability to conduct complex operations in space and lay the groundwork for future interplanetary missions. After the successful launch, ISRO Chairman S. Somnath informed that the panels of both the satellites have been deployed successfully.
I'm really happy to announce the successful accomplishment of the launch of PSLV-C60 for the SpaceX mission. The rocket has placed the satellites in the right orbit. That's only one part of the mission, injection of the SpaceX satellites. The SpaceX two satellites are moved one behind the other. So over the period of time, for the days, it will pick up further distance, travel to almost a 20-kilometer distance away. And then the rendezvous and docking process will start. And we hope that the docking process can happen in another 1 week.
The railways will run 3,000 special trains during the Mahakumbh Mela 2025, out of which 560 trains will operate on ring rail. The Mahakumbh will be held from 13th January to 26th February in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. General Manager of North Central Railway, Upendra Chandra Joshi, told reporters that a total of 560 ticketing points are being made available at 9 railway stations in Prayagraj. In view of the Mahakumbh Mela, Railways has now started the facility of issuing railway tickets 15 days in advance. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has extended the deadline of Vivad Se Vishwas scheme from 31st December 2024 to 31st January 2025. The extension allows taxpayers additional time to determine the amount payable as specified in the scheme. In her budget speech this year, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme aimed at helping taxpayers resolve disputes with the Income Tax Department. The Delhi police has detained 12 illegal Bangladeshi immigrants from different areas like Nizamuddin, Kalindi Kunj, Shaheen Bagh and Sarita Vihar in Delhi. According to Delhi police, all immigrants have been sent to the detention camp. Talking to the media, DCP Southeast Ravi Kumar Singh informed that Delhi police has also verified close to 1,200 people.
टोटल हम लोगों ने अब तक 12 बांग्लादेशी पकड़े हैं जो अलग अलग थाना क्षेत्रों से हमने पकड़े हैं कुछ निजामुद्दीन से हैं कालिंदी कुंज और शाहीन बाग और सरिता विहार इलाके से हम लोगों ने इनको रिटेन किया है सबके सब डिटेंशन कैंप में भेज दिए गए हैं इतने बांग्लादेशी हमें मिले हैं ये विदाउट आइडेंटिटी थे और कुछ लोग काफी समय से भी रह रहे थे कुछ लोग अभी जस्ट रिसेंट भी आए थे तो अलग अलग अवधि से ये लोग हमारे इलाके में रह रहे थे जिनको पकड़ा गया.
In Bihar, the state government has decided to extend the ongoing process of land survey and settlement for another year. Now the deadline of completion of the survey across the state has been fixed at July 2026. Additional Chief Secretary of Revenue and Land Reforms Deepak Kumar Singh has informed that the earlier deadline of the survey, which was July 2025, has been extended by a year to minimize the inconvenience faced by people.
कार्यालयों पर इतनी लंबी लंबी लाइनें लगने लगी थी इतनी भीड़ होने लगी थी उसको देखते हुए हम लोगों ने अमेंडमेंट करके जो सेल्फ डिक्लेरेशन वाला टाइम है उसको हम लोगों ने बढ़ाया है हम लोग चाहते हैं कि काम में भले ही थोड़ा विलंब हो लेकिन ऐसा काम हो कि जिसमें विवाद जो है वो निष्पादन हो न कि उसकी वजह से विवाद और बढ़े.
India has transformed its diplomatic posture over the last one decade and emerged as a nation that engages with intent, assists with compassion, and leads with purpose. The year 2024 was a remarkable one for India's diplomacy, solidifying its position as a global leader. We have a report.
The initiatives taken by the Narendra Modi government, like the inclusion of the African Union in G20, International Solar Alliance, and the Global Biofuel Alliance, highlight India's commitment to a fairer, sustainable future for all. Operations like Ganga and Ajay ensured Indians were safely brought home from conflict zones. Similarly, aid to earthquake-hit Turkey and war-stricken Ukraine showed India's solidarity with the world. During the COVID pandemic, the Vaccine Maitri program of India has shown that it can lead with resolve and empathy. The year 2024 also marked the ending of 4-year-long military standoff along the line of actual control between India and China. With Anand Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep North India, with temperatures plummeting across several states. As per India Meteorological Department, IMD, cold wave conditions will continue in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh during the next 2 days. The IMD has also predicted cold day conditions in Haryana and Chandigarh today and in West Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. The weather agency also said that dense fog conditions are very likely to prevail during late night hours in Odisha and the northeastern region today. The National Capital Region and its adjoining areas are also witnessing cold wave conditions. Some parts of Delhi observed dense fog last night with the lowest temperature of 8 degrees Celsius. Railways is informed that around 30 trains are running late due to foggy conditions. These trains include Karnataka Express, Sampark Kranti, Tejas Rajdhani, Lucknow Mail, Uncha Har Express, among others. Railway said that these trains are running around minimum 30 minutes late and maximum 4 hours late from their scheduled time. Himachal Pradesh is all set to welcome the new year 2025 with almost all preparations completed. This time, due to snowfall, a large number of tourists are flocking to the hilly areas. As a result, traffic jams are being witnessed in Shimla and Manali. Here is a report.
A large number of tourists are arriving in the state's tourist destinations to celebrate the new year. Almost all tourist spots in Shimla and Kufri are teeming with tourists. Arrangements are also being made to deal with the traffic congestion. Tourists from other states are enjoying the snow in Kufri, Narganda, Solangnala, Koti and Atal Tunnel. Prabha Sharma, Akashvani News, Shimla.
Puducherry is abuzz with excitement as it prepares to welcome the new year with grand celebrations across its iconic beaches. Thousands of tourists from across the country are flocking to the Union Territory to participate in the festivities. More from our correspondent.
The police have introduced a series of measures to ensure public safety and convenience during the celebrations. Popular destinations such as Eden Beach, Sand Dunes, Ashok Beach, Obi Beach and Pondi Marina are also set to host a variety of musical nights, DJ parties and entertainment events. In light of state mourning for former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, the Puducherry Tourism Department and regional administrations are not holding any official New Year celebrations today. This is Bipin Asnath for Akashvani News, Puducherry.
In Madhya Pradesh, in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's mantra of waste to gold, various products are being made from the waste material coming out of the fields. Among these products, the most prominent is the Burhanpur cap made from the waste of banana crop, which is not only loved by Indians, but now its demand has increased online in foreign countries as well. More from our correspondent.
The demand for the cap made from banana fibers of Burhanpur district is also increasing rapidly in foreign countries. So far, 10 caps have been sent to London, while 10 caps will also be sent to South Africa. The price of these caps range from 1100 to 1200 rupees. Ansuya Chauhan, who makes caps from banana fibers, says that she is earning a good income.
It is कहीं पे बनाना फाइबर भी निकालने का काम कर रहे हैं कि चेंडी बनाते हैं, बैग बनाते हैं, जिससे हमें हमारी आजीविका अच्छे से चल रही है।
बुरहानपुर कलेक्टर भाव्या मित्तल सेड दैट द डिस्ट्रिक्ट एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन इज ऑल्सो लॉन्चिंग ए बनाना क्रॉप वेबसाइट टू सेल प्रोडक्ट्स मेड फ्रॉम बनाना फाइबर।
महिलाओं ने स्वयं अपने माध्यम से ही लंदन तक अपनी पहुंच ली है। साथ साथ में हमने एक बाना क्राफ्ट नाम की एक ब्रांडिंग प्लान की है, जिसमें हमारे जिले में बनने वाले सभी उत्पाद को हम बाना क्राफ्ट वेबसाइट के माध्यम से बेचेंगे।
द डिमांड फॉर बनाना पाउडर मेड फ्रॉम बनानास एंड फुल ऑफ फिजिकल न्यूट्रिशन इज ऑल्सो इंक्रीजिंग रैपिडली। विद गणेश बाविस्कर फ्रॉम बुरहानपुर, संजीव शर्मा, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, भोपाल।
The 18th edition of the India-Nepal military exercise Surya Kiran will begin at Saljhandi of Rupandehi in Nepal today. The battalion-level joint military exercise focuses on jungle warfare, counter-terrorism in difficult geography, and humanitarian aid in disaster management, among others. The 11th Gorkha Rifle of the Indian Army and Sri Jung Battalion of the Nepali Army are taking part in the two-week-long training. Moving on to sports, in chess, Grandmaster Vaishali Ramesh Babu qualified for the knockout stage in the women's section of the FIDE World Blitz Championship 2024 today after finishing at the top of the table with 9.5 points from 11 rounds in New York. Vaishali was the sole Indian player in both the women's and open sections to cross the first hurdle in the championship. She signed off the day with a draw against Carissa Yip. In the Hockey India League, the UP Rudras registered a 3-1 win over defending champion Kalinga Lancers last night. More from our correspondent.
UP Rudras clinches 3-1 win against defending champion Vedanta Kalinga Lancers in Hockey India League 2024-25 at Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela. In 44th minute, UP Rudras got golden opportunity as their first penalty corner, Kane Russell fired in drag flick past Pathak, getting goal.
फिर से ball center हुई है, minus किया जाना चाहिए, अवसर है, अवसर भुना लिया गया है.
Rudras did get their third goal as Lalit Kumar Upadhyay won a penalty corner. With 14 seconds left on the clock, Kane Russell secured his second of the night to give his side victory.
Kane Russell, akele hi khiladi hain, wahi koshish karenge, score karenge.
Player of the match, James Mazzaralo from UP Rudras said,
couldn't ask for more from the team, great defensive effort, and yeah, nice to get a couple of goals as well.
Today, match between SC Pipers versus Hyderabad Tufans will be played at 8:15 PM. You can listen to the daily report on Hockey India League on Akashwani. This is Pratishtha Jain for Akashwani News.
The News Services Division of Akashwani will bring a special 30-minute program today in English, 2024, the year that was, the memories that remain. This program can be heard on 100.1 FM Gold Channel and digital frequencies from 8 p.m. onwards. The program will also be available on our website, newsonair.gov.in, and on our YouTube channels, Akashwani AIR and News on AIR Official. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. A picture of PSLV C-60 carrying spadex and its payloads lifting off from Sriharikota adorns the front page of Hindustan Times under the headline, ISRO launches critical space docking mission. On RBI's financial stability report, Business Standard quotes RBI governor as saying, confidence is high, outlook is bright. The Tribune reports that the Supreme Court Collegium may consider an idea against the appointment of close relatives of judges in high courts. On the surge in flight delays, Financial Express says air passengers faced a turbulent year as flight delays soared despite an aggressive fleet expansion by airlines. The Times of India writes that 11 Delhi juveniles are to be tried as adults for heinous crimes. Under the headline, U.S. ex-president Jimmy Carter dies at 100, the Asian Age says on his visit to India in 1978, Carter made a trip to Haryana village that was named Kartapuri. And finally, while many will party the night away on the eve of 2025, there will be some braveheart police officers who will stand in the chilling cold to help ensure that the celebrations go on safely, writes the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO successfully launches space docking experiment SpadeX mission from Sriharikota. Railways to run 3,000 special trains during Mahakumbh Mela 2025. Central Board of Direct Taxes extends deadline for Vivad Se Vishwas scheme till 31st January. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep North India. 18th India-Nepal military exercise Surya Kiran to begin today at Saljhandi of Rupandehi in Nepal, and Vaishali Ramesh Babu qualifies for knockout stage in women's section of FIDE World Blitz Chess Championship in New York. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.